Welcome to The Hitch, the podcast about navigating life's challenges on the road.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay.
How do you think everyone else is?
I hope they're doing well.
Good. We are back in our basement.
Back in the basement.
Evangeline is still at the shop because they had a hard time ordering the replacement part
for
the hitch
that
they needed to get.
I mean, at least this time we're not waiting to get the work done to leave for 60 days.
Right.
This time it's like, that's fine.
To take it back to the storage spot.
Yeah, exactly. So it's fine.
But we're back and we are answering your questions.
Yep.
And this week we actually have one question and one just kind of awesome story about being an anxious driver. And this is something that has come up in kind of conversation with people when we talk about towing. People are like, aren't you stressed out? And it's like, yeah, the answer is yeah.
The answer is yes.
but these kind of hit a more fundamental thing of just like, driving stresses me out, but I want to do it more. So let's hear these.
Let's talk about it.
So Hannah from Hampshire in the UK. Interestingly, these are both international questions, which is A, amazing. Thanks for listening.
I'm very excited. Hello, international listeners.
And B, just great to hear from you. So Hannah says, Dear Dan and Janice and Evangeline, I just wanted to say thank you for your podcast. I've really been enjoying it. It's also helped me with my phobia of driving. I've never successfully learned to drive despite two sets of lessons. I live in the UK where you normally have to learn stick to get a driving license. Because I don't like driving and I always wimp out before I'm ready to take my test. I love traveling though, especially in the countryside, and listening to your podcast has made me realize that I love traveling more than I hate driving. Also, hearing how you have successfully dealt with challenges on a vehicle that is much more intimidating than a car has encouraged me that it's possible. So I found pictures from all the places I want to visit around the UK that are totally inaccessible on public transport and looked up campsites at all of them. I'm going to print them out so I can look at them before and after all my lessons. Once I've successfully finished and passed my test, I can visit all those places I want to go but have never been able to get to. It might seem like a small thing, but I wanted to say thank you.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. Go, Hannah. We are 5,000,000% behind you.
Yeah.
You got this.
I love it.
I love everything about it. I love that she's just like, you know what? I'm anxious, but I love traveling more than, you know, I'm not going to let it stop me. Hey, that is exactly what happened to us with Evangeline. Even last weekend, I was nervous because it had been a couple months and I really did feel anxious and scared
definitely.
Like for quite a while on the on the drive out there. The drive back I was better, but the one out there I was like, oh, and I had to remember some of the tips that we'll get into. But this is so awesome. And I love that she puts pictures up and visualizes where she wants to go.
Right.
That's so important.
I mean, having a goal is a great way of getting over something that's hard, you know, or learning something that's difficult is just kind of having a goal for why you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, is awesome.
I mean, I looked at pictures of Evangeline throughout cancer treatment to keep me going. And I fantasized, looked at campsites, you know, looked up availabilities at campsites, thought about road trip, you know, where we were going to go. Like all of that stuff matters. It's so powerful. And it, you know, positive thinking, visualization, get, you know, psyching yourself up, basically.
Yeah.
We all got to do it to get through things that are hard.
So, Hannah, you're amazing.
And
thank
love
you so
it.
Much
I
for
I love
writing.
What you're doing. Yes, this is great.
And now we have a related question. So Lizzie from London, Ontario. So we've come back across the Atlantic. But it's named London anyway, in Canada. I have a question for you folks. It is not strictly travel related, but it seems relevant to the hitch. And that is, how can a person become a less anxious driver? You all seem pretty comfortable behind the wheel. And as a fairly anxious driver myself, think sweating profusely while driving on freeways. I'd appreciate any advice you've got.
Well, while it's true that we are very comfortable drivers just because we've logged so many miles and that really is what it takes is a lot of experience. I can definitely relate as a person who was
just
recently terrified driving. And so, you know, there's definitely some tips, but yeah, we've all been there or we continue to go there. I don't know. It's a thing. So yes. So maybe we should just jump right in and talk about some of the things we've done to help us along the way.
And I think it's also interesting to kind of point out, like, we've been together for like almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
And when I met you, you were like super trucker mode. You were just like, whatever, we can drive 18 hours, you know, no problem. And I was like, that seems nutty, you know.
I was a lot younger then.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But, I don't do those long drives anymore.
But you were just like so much more of a confident road tripper than I was. Like, I certainly, like, I was game for the adventure, but like, you know, being like, yeah, let's jump in a car and drive for 18 hours. It was like, so like, you know, so we even kind of started and still, I think, are at different levels of comfort behind the wheel. And then certainly throw a 6,000 pound trailer behind.
We're both new drivers.
We're both new drivers. Yeah. So, you know, these are tips that kind of come from years of road tripping, but also from the kind of like, almost relearning how to drive that came with pulling the trailer.
Yeah, so much of it is different towing that it does feel like learning all over again.
Oh yeah.
So that fear is very fresh in my my mind right now. So one suggestion, like so many suggestions with driving, is take it slow.
Yeah.
Like, I remind myself of that when I'm on the interstate towing and I'm just feeling really vulnerable and like not confident. I'm just like, you know what? I can go slow. I can go slow and people can pass me if they want and that's their deal. And I'm just going to go slow. That way, if I start to swerve or I start to, you know, feel uncomfortable, there's like big wind, I'm okay. Going slower, it's easier to stop.
Yep.
So don't be afraid to go slow.
Yeah. And just, you know, like, giving yourself the permission, like, I think that's one of the hardest things about like driving, especially on like an interstate where everyone's hauling ass, is like giving yourself the permission that you don't have to, you know, and that you can drive, be the one car on the road that's actually driving the speed limit or even driving a little bit below the speed limit, you know, or if you're like, you're in Montana and the speed limit's 80, you're driving well below the speed limit, like it's fine. But that is a mental permission, you know, because there is that pressure of like, someone's coming up behind me.
Right.
I need to speed up, you know, and it's like, no, you don't.
Well, in some states like Montana, Wyoming, even in Colorado, they're going really fast in those big open spaces. And you have to, you know, you sometimes just sort of accidentally start going fast as everybody else. And it's like, wait a minute. I need to go a speed that I'm comfortable stopping at.
Yep.
Or if something happened, I could still control the car.
Yeah.
And that's important to get a sense of that. The another thing I thought of is prepare as much as you can before driving. I am very proud that I know the rules of the road. Dan,
really,
I remember
are.
You teased me. At one point I had to take the written again and I was like, 100%. You know, I studied. Yeah. I'm such a nerd.
You still gloat about that.
I do. But you know what?
It's been years.
It comes in handy. Like, I know, you know, which car needs to, like, yield to the other one on an icy incline and stuff like that. As nerdy as it sounds to read the rules of the road. And, you know, they have, it's much more accessible now. You can get, like, a, you know, online, you can get, like, apps and stuff that you can just practice it whenever. And even if you've taken your driver's test, you know, brush up on it.
Yeah.
It's important to know the rules. And it gives, I feel like it gives more confidence because it's like, okay, I understand how this works. There is a flow to it. The rules are there for a reason. Like, and you know, some people are jerks and don't follow them, but most people do.
And I would say another side of that is understanding your vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, like taking the time to get to know your car, like looking at YouTube, like I've watched so many YouTube videos of the car we have now, the car we had before this one, of people just kind of walking through it where everything is and all of that, because it's like, it's helpful, you know, like, especially if you're new behind the wheel, to just know, like, okay, this is how the turn signal works, this is, you know, like, all of that.
A lot of safety features built in that you may not be aware of that can make you feel a little better behind the wheel.
Yeah.
You know, learning about how strong it is, or learning about, you know, the airbags, or learning about the backup camera and the things it can tell you. Maybe there's an option to add even additional cameras or something, you know, like to give whatever you feel like you need to kind of feel more confident. But the more you know, the better you're going to feel, for sure. Yeah. Take a class. That's not always an option.
No.
I've never taken one, but I think it's a great thing to do. And many places require it to get a license now. But, and like we've said and joked about and sort of pined for, like, we wish there was like a towing class.
Yeah.
But I don't know of one out there.
And
but
remarkably,
there really should be.
You can get behind very big things or pull very big things with no training whatsoever.
But there certainly are ones for driving.
But yeah, but I think take a class is great. I think that as an adult, it's a little bit harder because, you know, it's not offered at your high school where you're going or whatever. You know, but I do think, like, even if it's driving with a friend that is a super confident driver,
that's
who can give you advice, and you know, like, you don't necessarily need, if you don't know how to drive, you need some sort of formal level of training.
Yeah, don't just jump
in. Well, I mean, it's not legal to jump in. You need a driver's license.
Exactly.
You have to pass a driver's test, right? But you know, if you've got a driver's license but you're not super comfortable behind the wheel, like, ask a friend. You know, you've probably got a friend that drives you around a lot. Like, just say to that friend, like, hey, you know what? Can we switch places for a little bit? And can you just kind of talk me through this
and
a little
pick
more?
Pick someone who's super chill.
Yeah.
Not necessarily somebody who just offers it up, but somebody who's super chill and is not going to be like
a
freak and like yelling at you. You don't need that.
No.
You need somebody who has confidence and has enough to loan you if you need it. You know, like,
I mean, we have a friend who
she
doesn't have a driver's license right now, right? She really wants to learn how to drive, and unfortunately, she lives in New York.
I know.
You keep offering, like,
I know.
Come on over.
Yeah, I mean, if we ever get a moment together, I would love to do that. So, but make sure you pick somebody who you feel really comfortable with and who isn't going to be like too obnoxious.
Yeah.
Because you need that support.
Yeah.
Ask advice is one thing I thought of and wrote down. And this is sort of like talking to a friend, like you were just talking about, but specifically like our neighbor, the people that have the GMC motorhome that I love so much. Like, when we told them that we got the Airstream, they were like, oh, well, you know, they've been towing. I mean, they're not.
Don't undersell this one.
What?
They literally were like, oh, the guy, I won't name names, he used to tow carnival vehicles, like carnival rides around.
I forgot.
And he can give you advice to tow things because he used to like tow the Tilt-A-Whirl.
I forgot that completely.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And they are amazing. And I love them. They're incredible people. So they've got this amazing GMC motorhome that we talked about in a few episodes back. And they were just like, you know, whatever help you need learning to tow, we can help you. Take people up like that.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't have someone like that, there are how-tos on YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely live in the golden age of being able to wonder how something works and look it up on YouTube and see a full video on it. And that's super duper helpful.
It's very useful. Yeah. And then do some mental relaxation tips. You know, I mean, deep breathing, visualization. Yeah. That's why, like, I love that about Hannah, how she has the visualization of where she wants to go. But also while you're driving, like, I have to psych myself up sometimes and be like, you know what? It's okay. Like, deep breath. We're going to be okay. Like, tell yourself that. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, when we just went on this trip and the pulling out was really rough. I mean, I think part of it was like we pulled right into construction and just construction
it
just kind of scary
with
the thing.
Yeah.
The tires on the trailer were not as full as they should be. And the way the brakes work on the trailer is a little funny and you have to get used to it. And so like for the first like
mile, every time you hit the brakes, there was like this crazy loud squeal. Like it was really stressful.
It was very stressful.
Like me in the driver or in the passenger seat, I kept being like, all right, just remember, take a breath.
Yeah.
You know, like that's also helpful to have someone
who can, helpful.
Unless it's not, but like somebody who can be like, all right, just remember, take a breath. And like, even as somebody that can have extra eyes for you, you know, but just,
I mean, the same kind of coping strategies that help with anxiety in any setting will help certainly with driving, and don't, you know, and use those tools. If you have them, if you're used to use them, deep breathing, you know, just psych yourself up. I can do this. I got this. I've done my research. I know the rules of the road. I know I can do this.
And I think maybe right now is also an important point to just stop and say, anxiety is also super real.
Yeah.
And like, if it is, you know, these are all tips for like, I'm not the most confident driver in the world, or I definitely get a little sweaty or whatever. But like, if you have like real,
if it's debilitating,
hard anxiety about it, therapy is amazing.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, even if it's not super hard, therapy is amazing, period.
Therapy is like, amazing, even if you're feeling great. I think everyone should do it. I am a big proponent, just like working out in the gym. You should work out. You know,
but it is just important. I think like if it's like sometimes, really, really, I can't even get in the car. Like then that's, I think we're not giving tips at that level.
No. You know? And a professional,
isn't gonna be the one that gets you
a professional therapist will help work through those anxieties and to get you to a point where you can do it. So that is very important. Yeah. It's very, it is the best thing you can do for yourself is to get in touch with a therapist.
I mean, another kind of hardcore example, you know, we've been road tripping forever and probably 5 or so years ago, I started really having a hard time driving at length anymore. Like I would just like my eyes would get so tired that they would cross, you know, and I really didn't have very good depth perception for driving at night. And I really, it was starting to stress me out a lot because we were on long trips and like you couldn't be the only driver, you know, but like I definitely like there, I remember there were a couple of times where like I'd take my shift on driving and like 45 minutes later would have to be like, you know what, I got to pull over. I'm sorry. And I went and I got my eyes checked and it wasn't just like, oh, your glasses prescription is wrong. It was like, oh, you know what? You have a musculature problem on your left eye that we need to do surgery to fix, you know? And like, and it was remarkable after getting the surgery. It's like, I've never had that.
Yeah.
Like,
you've never had that problem.
Tired eyes. Yeah. I've done some major drives now, you know, and like, and it's not been a problem, but it was an actual like straight up real deal medical condition that needed to be addressed. And like, you know, that it's like all of that stuff is part
of it. So if something's in your way, seek professionals to help you get through it. I mean, sometimes it's mental, sometimes it's physical.
Yeah.
And so it's important, you know, reach out. There's a solution.
Yeah.
You know, you can do this. You can totally do this.
Yeah.
It's just, you gotta look at it and see what those obstacles are in your way and then figure out a way through them or, you know, around. So, I was thinking, I do this all the time driving, even when I'm not anxious, when it's just a long drive, and it's overwhelming to me and I'm just like, ugh, I'm tired. I mean, there are those drive days where you wake up wrecked and then you've got to break camp and hook up everything and deal with kids. And you're just like, I'm never going to make it. And it's just way too many miles. I break it down. And I was thinking about this today as I was in the gym because it'd been a little while since I've been to the gym and I was trying to run on the treadmill and it just felt terrible. Like it was like I couldn't do it, but I really like I made a commitment to myself. I needed to do 10 minutes, which is not that long, but it felt like 10 hours. Like it was not working. And so I couldn't look at the thing that was telling me the minutes, you know, going by. So I mean, the 10 minutes was just too long. So I had to think, okay, I got to do 2 minutes. I got to do 2 minutes. And then if I can't do it, I'll, you know, I'll walk for a little bit. But no, then I did the 2 minutes. Okay, then I'm going to do the the next 2 minutes. And I did do it. I did get that those 10 minutes in. I never felt good, but whatever. I still did it. But the same thing happens with driving. Definitely. I do it all the time. Like if 100 miles is too much, okay, don't think about 100 miles. Don't think about it. Think about 10.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself a little reward after 10 miles or, you know, you know, eat that piece of chocolate or listen to your favorite song or whatever. Like do, you know, break it down. You sometimes have to break it down. Like if that end place is too far, think about, okay, I'm going to get to the next gas station and, you know, buy myself some M&Ms or something.
And I think that that's like, you know, gas station, like it's also okay to just pull over for a little bit, you know, and walk around or, you know, just, I mean, Jesus, we've logged hours at this point walking around gas stations just because you need a little break.
And here's the thing. It is the driver's prerogative.
Yeah.
If the driver wants to stop, everybody stops and there's no lip about it. Okay. Or at least that's what we like to tell ourselves, but we get lip all the time from our kids.
Yeah.
But it just is. It's the safest thing. The driver gets to choose. The driver gets to choose the music. The driver gets to choose.
Definitely.
The driver gets to stop. And it doesn't matter if everyone else still wants to go. If the driver needs to stop, the driver gets to stop.
Definitely.
And I'm a big proponent of that. It reminds me of when I would take the train here in Chicago, like downtown every day. And sometimes it would just be intense or somebody would be like harassing me or whatever. I mean, most of the time it's great. I love the L. But there were times
times where it's hard.
It's hard. And, you know, the day that it changed for me, that like it became fine to always take the train forever, was the day I decided, you know what, if there's somebody harassing me or somebody super drunk or like whatever on the train and it's bothering me, I'm going to give myself permission to get off the train and just, because you can get off and just go to the next car.
Yeah.
I gave myself that permission and I was so liberated after that. It was like nobody ever bothered me again. If there was somebody bothering me on a train, I would just get off and get on back on the next thing. Anyway, same thing with driving. Like if you're having a hard time, stop.
Yep.
You know, that's always the way to slow it down. What else?
And, I mean, I think the main thing is like really, you know, really taking a page from Hannah, which is like, you know, and I said it at the start, like having goals and really, you know, like she's so methodically.
I know.
Like,
I love it. I love it so much.
Like I'm not even taking the lessons yet. The first thing I'm doing is just kind of finding the places that I want to go.
Yes.
You know, and like really, really creating incentives to do the thing that's hard or, you know, expensive or whatever, which is like taking the lessons and like realizing like this is why I'm doing it.
Yes.
Is to get there. And like
so many things are hard and scary in life and you have to remind yourself of the rewards of trying them anyway.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she's doing. And you know what? Also, I've driven in the UK before.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I wouldn't drive. We went on a big road trip, like a week and a half or 2 weeks driving around the southwest part of the UK, and you drove the whole time because I was like, this is bananas.
And it was bananas. And it wasn't even being on the opposite side, you know, that we're used to.
That was not the
scary
part.
Actually not a problem. My brain adjusted to that very easily. It was the narrow roads, such narrow roads. And then we were in hedge country, like these big high hedges, so the visibility was very very poor. So it's serious business over there. But
well, and that's actually, and maybe we'll wrap it up after this, but like that's another example of like you were so confident and like there was just some times where you were so stressed out, you know,
for
and
sure.
Like it actually made us rethink some of our routing and some of our planning, just because it was like, if you're this stressed out, it's not worth it.
Right.
You know, like, and that's, I think, the other part. And you can even have heard that if you listen back to you listened along with our trip this summer.
Yeah.
Where it was like,
we cut back.
There were points where it was like, this isn't worth it.
Right.
Like, if it stops being fun, why are we doing this?
So,
and like, that's, I think, the other part. And that's sort of that permission that you give yourself to get off the train and get on another one. It's like, it is okay to be like, you know what? I got to scale it back.
Yeah.
You know, or things like
that. And I would say along those same lines, and that's a very good point, start small. Like, have little trips. Our first trip in Evangeline, like, we took a little tiny weekend trip, like, on Mother's Day. You know, well before we had took our big trip, we took this little tiny weekend trip.
It was 15 minutes from the storage space.
So it was just a few miles from the storage space because we were terrified.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were doing. And we took it slow. We took just back roads.
Yeah.
We went as slow as we possibly could have. And, you know, we made it and we did it. But those few miles felt like 100.
It really did feel so long.
And so start off with short distances.
Yeah.
You know, start off with short distances. You know, another thing that I did actually before driving in the UK or while we were over there is I did Google Street View. I looked at some of the roads because some of them I was just like, there was just, you know, I wanted to see what I was going to be driving through. So that's another option, too.
And we did that on this trip summer, too.
There
were a couple of places where we were like, does that even look like we can drive it? And it was like, oh, Street View. Let's check it out.
And so that's another tool that's actually great because you can see what the roads are like and you can see, like, you can kind of map out your path. Like some of the ones, like I wanted to know some of the highways in Montana, if they actually had multiple lanes for, like if they had a passing lane. Because I really, like that was important to me. That was a thing that gave me confidence if there was a passing lane. That's why we did so many interstates, because I was like, I need that passing lane. And so you're able to see those kinds of things when you use Street View. So yeah, so there are things like that. You know, take it slow though. Start off with short distances. Reward yourself, you know, in whatever way that, you know, you like. Like, give yourself some treats.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back.
Buy kitschy from the, you know, gas stations that you stop at and stuff, you know, and then you'll just remember, like, when you see that, you know, trucker hat with a fart joke on it or whatever, you know, that it's like, oh, yeah, I got that when I was just learning how to do this stuff.
Fun.
You know, like, that's, it's awesome. And I think what's awesome is like hearing people that are inspired to try it, you know, is amazing.
That,
you know,
I know
because
I love it.
It really is a thing that is just so in the marrow of our bones, you know, and I can't imagine our life without it, you know,
me too.
And that any little bit of what we're doing is inspiring other people to try it, you know. And which we've heard from a lot of people that are thinking about trying it because they've heard from us, but especially like people that are like, I want to try to overcome some fears to do it.
I love it.
That's awesome.
It's
like,
great.
God, it's great. And
it's great.
You know, both Hannah and Lizzie, like keep us in the loop.
Yeah,
as
please
you,
do.
You know, as you
and you really
progress.
Can do this.
And you really
you
can.
You really can do it.
Yeah. And on that note, y'all might have other questions about road tripping or, you know, how does my car work or anything, you know, be in touch. We'd love to answer your questions and we'll give you the info on how now. Bye.
We'll be back next week with more road tested advice for your own adventures. Let us answer your questions by emailing Evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com or by DM on Instagram @tincanevangeline. Please subscribe to The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave us a review while you're there. I'm Janice Dillard.
And I'm Dan Sinker.
And we'll see you on the road.